Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Chav Zayin Masechtas Peah. Some of the topics we'll learn about today include more teachings about a mumcha ruling on the mum of a bechor in Yom Tov, in which cases this is permissible and which cases this is forbidden. Laws relating to an animal that dies in Yom Tov, if one may use it. How to correctly purchase an animal on Yom Tov without transgressing the laws of Mekach Memcha, which are forbidden on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we'll learn about include bechor. The firstborn male of an ox, goat, or sheep has Kedushas Bechor, and it must be given to a Kohen. It cannot be redeemed. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if the animal had no mum, the Bechor must be brought as a carbon during its first year. If the animal had a mum, it may be slaughtered or eaten during its first year, and it is mum and Kohen. Today, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen must take care of a Bechor until it develops a mum. Alternatively, he may sell it, even if it has no mum, to a non-Kohen, who may then eat it after it develops a mum. Muktzah. Muktzah refers to anything that is set aside and not intended for use on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and is therefore forbidden to be handled on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Challah. When a person makes dough from one of the five mini dagan, wheat, barley, oats, rye, or spelt, he must separate a small portion which must be given to the kohen before he's allowed to eat from the dough. This portion is called challah. Challah may only be eaten by kohenim and their families while they are tahar. Challah applies only in Eretz Yisrael Midereis. However, there is a mitzvah midrabbanan to separate challah even in Chutz Laretz. Mekach u'memchar b'Shabbos b'Yom Tov. Engaging in mekach u'memchar, any type of commerce or business, is forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as the pasuk states, "Mimtzei cheftzecha v'daber daver." Rashi also explains that if mekach u'memchar were permitted, one might come to write down the transactions on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Furthermore, Rashi quotes the Pesukim in Sefer Nechemiah, where Ezra Sefer was admonishing the Yidden for being involved in commerce on Shabbos, as he told them that in that way they were being machal the Shabbos in a very serious manner.